I'm visiting with Jay Harrison with Merit. And Jay, first of all, tell us a little bit about your company for those who don't know.
Okay. I work for Merit, which is a business-to-business services company in St. Louis. And one of our smaller businesses is called Evolve 24, which is involved with social media intelligence. The idea is that Evolve 24 can monitor what's being said about a company or a person using a variety of sources of data, such as social data, Twitter, Facebook, and other networks, as well as traditional media, such as newspaper, TV, radio, things like that. And our job then is to boil down what's being said to try to extract the essence of the topics that are being discussed about an industry in social media, notify companies about things like how their reputation is being affected by these topics, and also identify opportunities for marketing, either to capitalize on evolving trends or to look for competitive advantages against the others in the marketplace.
Well, it is this whole area of managing data of all kinds, and including social media, for example, is it's really the big buzz lately. When you come to here to this marketing conference for these agri-marketers, what are some of the takeaways that you wanted them to get from the presentation you did here?
Okay. One big takeaway is for people to realize the importance of reputation and social media to the agriculture industry. There may be a conception out there that social media is just for kids, or it's just for following celebrities or fashion or popular TV shows. But in fact, agriculture is one of the hotbeds of communication in social media. People are very passionate about knowing things like where their food comes from, how sustainable it is, things like that. And so it is one of the most vibrant and most controversial of the industries that we track. So I guess that's one big takeaway message that we want people to get to know. It is a big phenomenon in agriculture. And the other one that we shared today is a knowledge of what topics are being discussed most in social media. Farmers among themselves may discuss things like the weather or seed prices or conditions overseas that affect markets. But in social media, we see something different. We see that the main topic of concern is food safety. People get especially vocal and passionate when they're talking about things like recall of foods or assuring the safety of the ingredients in their foods. And we also notice some new evolving issues that come up with, say, legislative or regulatory oversight. For example, in the past 6 months, one of the hottest topics in social media has been the passage of the Farmer Provision Act, which has also been called by some in social media the Monsanto Protection Act. And that one piece of legislation has caused a big uproar from both supporters and detractors, but mainly the detractors who feel that that document circumvents the regulatory process and gives Monsanto an unfair advantage.
So when it comes to those of us involved in agricultural marketing and communications, and how do we deal with this volumes of metrics that we can gather, do we just need to come to Evolve 24 and say, help, what do we do with all this? Or what kind of advice would you give to whether it's an advertising agency or maybe somebody working in a marketing department at a major agribusiness?
Okay. Well, certainly, of course, we would be glad to recommend Evolve 24 to do that sort of thing. But our recommendation, I guess, is to pay attention to not just one metric or not just one channel, but to look at many different sources of information. For example, what people are saying about you on your Facebook page may be positive, but what they're saying on Twitter may be completely different. And so it's important to keep track of what's being said on blogs, boards, Facebook, Twitter, as well as the conventional media, TV, radio, so forth, because the messages could all be different, and one of those methods of communication may overwhelm the others. We see a lot of Twitter traffic as opposed to others and social media, for example. And then, another takeaway, I guess, is that what Evolve 24 tries to do is to go beyond the metrics that we see others doing, like the number of likes, the number of followers, the number of times an article is retweeted, and so forth. Those are nice to know, but we like to get down to the meat of the problem and try to figure out exactly what people are saying. We try to figure out what the main issues of conversation are, and then we also try to do things like measure emotional content that's expressed by people. Are they mildly displeased? Are they passionately angry about something? As well as which emotions are they expressing? Are they frustrated because they feel they don't have enough information? Or do they feel vulnerable because they've been tasked with providing food for someone who's dependent on them and they feel responsible for that individual? There are a lot of different emotions that bubble up, and one of the things that we can do is to measure those emotions as well. And we feel that that's important because those emotions are what compel people to take action and try to enroll others to support their cause as well.
Yeah, for those who may be familiar with the whole right versus left brain thing, I mean, you can have good information, a logical choice in front of you, but your emotion can kind of overwhelm making, I don't want to say the right decision, but the decision you make. And certainly that, I mean, people don't get much more passion than they do about food, for example.
That's right. We've seen cases in the past, for example, where people would use scientific arguments to, say, support the safety of the products that they were trying to sell. And the scientific arguments could have gone into very technical language that people did not understand. Or there were even cases where people would use legal arguments, and that also turns people off. So one message is to try to distill the conversation into something that can be understood by a wide audience, but don't ignore emotion, because emotion can trump the facts, and it's important to address those as well.
Good words and of wisdom and thoughts there for this agri-marketing conference and the people who are here trying to do professional improvement to be better marketers today. That's Jay Harrison with Meritz, one of our presenters at the new and improved NAMA Fall Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.